Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are in our studios in downtown Lansing, and we have with us in the studio Harry Lever. He's the executive director of CMMA. Now, Harry, we've known each other a while, and I've known you and some other, you were at Saginaw Valley State University, and now you're with CMMA, which is the Central Michigan Manufacturers Association. Tell me a little bit about that transition.
Well, as you may not recall, Chris, but I've been in the manufacturing community since 1966.
I recall every day.
It's been a long career with a lot of really high points that I can point towards. Well, back in 2003, I left the industry for a while and took on a job over at Saginaw Valley State University, running this thing called the Center for Business and Economic Development. And you and I spent quite a bit of time talking about the different things that we had going on over there. Well, I retired from there in July of 2015. I was thinking retirement sounded like a good gig.
Yeah, I knew you would stink at it.
Well, that didn't last long. In fact, I had phone calls coming in within a matter of days. Well, I waited a little bit of time, and then I let the folks that had started the Central Michigan Manufacturers Association convince me that I should come on over and become their first employee. So in January of 2016, I started as executive director. At that time, we had 46 member companies. And I'm very proud to say that as of yesterday, we just logged in our 100th customer. I shouldn't say customer. Business
partner.
Business partner. And we've got an interesting configuration, if you will. We've got words in our bylaws that say we will always have more manufacturers and we will have associate members. And as a matter of fact, we are currently at 58 manufacturing companies and 42 associate members. Now, associate members could be anything from a bank through an accounting agency.
But vested interest in the manufacturing.
Absolutely.
Community.
They all have a dependency on each other, if you will.
Okay.
And the Central Michigan Manufacturers Association came into existence in 2010. At that time, a group of area manufacturers said, you know, we've got to do some things to start working together. We've got to figure out other ways in which we can be competitive. And that worked well for a while, and then they realized that, you know, we all have full-time jobs, and we're going to have to find some other way of growing this organization to that next level. And here I am.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, and that truly is the difference between a volunteer organization and you've got to have the full-time driver. I mean, you really do. And obviously, moving from 40-some to 100, you've provided a little bit of the leadership and the aggression that they needed.
Well, I don't think it's so much a matter of what I have brought to the mix as far as personal skills. What I've really been able to do is bring an awareness to the community of the value propositions that this organization represents.
Right.
Well, if there's no value, then people are not going to join. In fact, if you look at national trends, you'll see where the majority of them are shrinking. We're bucking that trend.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like a common enemy circumstance or a common goal. And I know that they're all probably suffering from the same thing, which is talent, finding people.
Talent is one of our highest priorities.
Yeah.
In fact, right now, while we do a lot of work with our regional education school district systems, particularly the ones in Claire Gladwin and in Gratiot and Isabella, we also have been doing a lot of things in trying to introduce new programs. For example, right now we're working on trying to get a PRIME initiative in place. We're about two-thirds of the way through and getting our funding solidified. Hopefully by the fall we'll have those programs launching as well.
So tell everybody a little bit about what that is.
PRIME is a program that was created by the Society of Manufacturing Engineers. PRIME stands for Partnership Response in Manufacturing Education. The reality is that in most situations, the education system has not been producing kids that have the skill sets that the manufacturing community needs. So we're trying to get in front of those kids to make sure they understand the career opportunities that are out here. You can make great money in manufacturing. You just have to look at it and say it this is something that will fit well with me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we lately we've been saying a lot of we oversold the baccalaureate for too many years, you know, because now we're short what? We're short the trades, right? We're short manufacturing people.
Now, I don't want to say anything negative on education because I think it's absolutely important.
Yeah.
But what I think is important is to recognize that not every kid is destined to start out as going into a four-year degree program. And the education needs to be more specialized and zeroed in on the skills that are appropriate, not something that's necessarily just general in education.
Well, this is what went through my mind when I made my comment. The other day, I was having my hair cut. And yes, I do get haircuts, Harry. And the young lady, I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm finishing off my degree in art therapy. And I said, so what are there jobs in that? And I was trying not to be offensive. And she said, yeah, there's a bunch of them, and they pay really good money. And then I found out through further circumstance that those are the jobs that people sit in for 30 years. And they are out there, and they do pay good money, but they're not. There's no opportunity there. And so I think what you said was right on the nose. Let's make sure they're going someplace before we promise them a future.
I think another really important thing, too, is while going to college, in many cases, businesses will still support that. They'll pay for the college. They'll help move those folks that show the initiative along in that regard. Yeah. And I think that's important. How many kids come out of college today with huge debt that they're paying for the next 20 years? If they're working like this, all of a sudden, that is no longer an issue for them because they're paying as they go.
No, you're absolutely right. So it's like your existence is the same as if you took anything else. So you're right. There's a lot of opportunity there. Harry, it's always good to see you. Harry Lever, who's the Executive Director of the Central Michigan Manufacturers Association. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for getting back in the workforce. We needed you. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with more.